is that?
That is my dune buggy.
That is not a dune buggy, Tyler. This is a dune buggy.
Welcome to Junkyard Wars, where our two teams of gearhead gladiators are ready to joust in the junk. And they're going to need true grit to get through today's sandy scenario.
The teams will have just 10 hours to complete down and dirty dune buggies. Then they'll compete in a set of time trials around this soft, sandy course. The fastest team will power through to the semifinals.
Piling in from Pennsylvania, it's the Superchargers, a trio of savvy speed demons.
This is CJ.
I'm Jason.
Team Captain Steve here. We are the Superchargers.
We have built some of the fastest, cleanest imported sports cars in the country.
Jason is our level-headed technical wizard.
I'm the gearhead. I can make any engine and transmission work. Steve is our precision fabricator.
CJ is the calm, creative force.
We plan to work smarter, not harder, and make it look easy.
We have no competition.
We are the Superchargers.
And hoping to kick the Superchargers into overdrive is sand racer Steve Bishop. He spins around in sandy circles, both driving and fixing dune buggies.
Flying in from Florida, it's the Junkyard Hogs. They're motorcycle maniacs.
My name's Jerry Duncan. I'm the team captain of the Junkyard Hogs. My teammates are Chris Rio and Bernie Thompson.
And we all work together here at the Motorcycle Mechanics Institute.
I'm the welder, fabricator. Chris is the brawn. He's the tough guy of the group.
I'm going to make sure there's no arguments on the team.
We have a saying here at MMI that failure is not an option.
We're the Junkyard Hogs!
Helping the Hogs is sand racer Randy Clack. He's been burning up the sand since he was 12 years old. And Randy's been rivals with Superchargers expert Steve for years. They compete almost every weekend.
We're the Junkyard Hogs. Failure's not an option.
Let's go have fun, guys.
Let's do it.
Junkyard Hogs.
Yeah.
Superchargers.
Yeah.
Teams, welcome to the Junkyard. By the end of this challenge, one of you will be kicking sand in the other team's face.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want you to build daring dune buggies that can fly around a soft, sandy course.
Teams, we're going to find out who's the real Charles Atlas of the Junkyard. You've got 10 hours from the time that that mighty car crusher crushes that wimpy little car. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yes!
All right, let's go!
All right, dune buggies.
Dune buggy, boy, oh boy, what do you think? We got to have big tires, we got to have center gravity in the middle, ultra lightweight, lots of power, more horsepower.
Soft tires,
motor.
We want a motor with lots of power, but light.
What are we going to do for chassis? Lightweight, we're going to fabricate it from scratch?
Yeah, find some light tubing.
Is it going to be a big wide thing, or is it going to be a little bit bigger than an ATV or something like that?
We only need to get one person in it, so we don't need to make it big.
Okay.
Just make just big enough.
But pretty wide, too?
Got to make it wide enough so it won't flip on the corners.
All right.
The Superchargers plan to build a chassis from scratch out of steel tubing. They'll add a powerful two-stroke engine and connect it to the back axle with a chain drive. Adding four big soft tires will give them a good stable grip on the sand. But they'll be heavy, so they might struggle to deliver on the dunes.
Kiss. Number one rule, right? Keep it simple.
So we got to have it kind of light. It's got to be
okay,
buoyant.
Okay, let's make it light.
Sand.
Good tires. We need good tires for the sand.
Sand tires.
We come up with a scrap motorcycle or something and build a trike out of it. And
okay.
Light with a lot of power. Decent okay. Tires. Tires are most important.
All right, let's talk about the engine.
Bigger the better.
Right.
500,
okay.
540.
Okay.
The Junkyard Hogs hope to build a sand trike using parts from a 500cc dirt bike. They'll cut off the rear wheel, add an axle and two tires, and use the existing chain drive. It'll be lightweight, so they'll have plenty of power. But with just three wheels, it won't be very stable on the corners. They'll need all their driving skills to keep it on the course.
We're going to kick some butt. We're going to do it. Let's go do it. You guys are here. Let's go.
I think we got enough to get rocking. Get us some good stuff. Let's go. Come on.
This is going to be great. We have guys who work on motorcycles, guys who work on cars, making them go fast, people with a lot of off-road experience.
Yeah. And they do it so enthusiastically.
Yeah!
We're here!
Yeah!
Yeah!
We're going to win!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I got a four-wheeler already made with an engine on it.
What kind of motor's got in it?
It's got a 12-horsepower lawnmower engine.
Grab it. We can use it.
The hogs don't waste any time sinking their snouts into the junkyard trough.
You guys need to be looking inside trunks, every little anything. Just every nook and cranny you can find, look into.
Can you look through that little one?
And a few grunts later, they're rushing a motor back to their sty.
What do you got, CJ?
Nothing yet. Looking.
This is killing me.
The front first.
Somebody's already hacked.
Tires are good. Tires are good.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
How's it going?
Okay.
What do you think of the challenge?
It's a lot harder to find stuff than what you think.
We're digging and climbing and looking for as much stuff as we can.
Talk to me about your feeling about being in the sand.
I golf a lot.
If
you're used to that, I'm in the sand all the time.
Talk to me, ladies. What's going on?
We need a power plant, first off. Anything else you can find, great, but we need that power. We need power.
Found a small tire. I'm bringing it in.
See all that plastic up there? Go get it, man. We need it.
I think this is going to fit our purpose.
Yeah.
They got tires. They got all the good stuff over there. Swap the scavengers. Talk about feeling helpless.
Holy, look at the rear on this. It's already built. This is our ticket right here if we can find a motor for it.
Hey, I don't want to put any undue pressure on you, but if you don't get in here pretty quick, I'm going to lose it.
You guys grab everything you can get.
Just get back out there with him and keep looking. That's junk. There's no carburetors. That's toast.
Let it go.
You got to dig, Jason. You guys get back out there and dig for that.
Captain Steve is desperate for an engine. Any engine. But those greedy hogs are grabbing them all.
Got ignition.
So, both teams are on the scrounge for scrap. But will they find the right rubbish to build beautiful buggies? Keep watching.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where two teams of techies are trying to turn rusty junk into racing sand buggies.
Grab it from the back, Chris.
The Junkyard Hogs are already on the way to building their trike. This old snowmobile has a powerful engine and a special transmission that can handle different types of terrain.
We need it.
It's heavy, isn't it?
And the superchargers? They're going nowhere fast.
Hey, Jason, at this point, I'll
take anything you guys bring back here. Whatever you find that might even possibly have
an application, let's bring it here.
10-4.
And I'm bringing in some tubing.
The hogs are bringing home the bacon.
Okay.
It seems the superchargers could also use a snowmobile.
It's got the air cleaner. That's got everything we need right there. They better protect that with their lives.
One motor we need.
Ours.
Another tire like that one.
Beautiful.
They got the snowmobile, dude. They got it all, man.
The superchargers are gathering tires, but Captain Steve is still not satisfied.
Find us a motor, Jay.
Yeah.
And the hogs are getting piggish about the competition.
How many tires have you got?
I had three. It looks like they stole one.
How'd you let that happen?
It was sitting on the trailer.
Jerry! Hey! Hey!
Yeah! This is a war. You understand it's a war. Let's not let that happen again, all right?
They stole one of our tires, one Jason had, I guess. See, he's a nice guy. Jason's just the kind of guy they just take advantage of.
Hide them back there.
Captain Steve is not happy with the less than supercharged scavenging.
Listen to me. You need to look places that you haven't looked. Under trunks, in trunks, under things. The least place that you expected. It's got to be out there. It's got to be out there, man. Go get it. Don't stop. Let's go.
You know, there's a kitchen sink out there if you want that as well, because you guys got, like, everything.
Go bring it.
Why so much stuff?
The more we got to work with.
wheeler? What's the plan?
Yeah, I think keeping it simple is the best way to go. We're going to shoot with a three wheeler setup first. Yeah. And if we have time at the end, we may tweak it and turn our three wheeler into an actual four wheeler.
If you have time.
If we have time.
That is rich.
The Junkyard Hogs are planning a three-wheeled sand trike, and the old snowmobile contains a vital part. It's a continuously variable transmission, or CVT, that transfers power to the drive wheels through a device called a centrifugal clutch. It means the hogs won't have to change gears, so there's no danger of losing momentum and getting bogged down.
Obviously, you're impressed with the scavenging work that's going on out there.
You guys are bringing us back some good stuff to work with. Yeah. We're ready to start chopping it up and putting it together and making something work.
Because you seem ultra competitive about this. Are you always like this?
Oh, yeah. Anytime I compete with something, it's got to be boom, 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 let's do it.
Really?
Somebody's got to take the beating at the end.
Yeah. And who's it going to be?
The Superchargers are history. They're out of here.
What's going on?
I'm telling you, it's a stealth dune buggy. It's stealth.
Steve, it's not stealth. It's not nothing.
Not here. I know. Hey, he might.
Do you know that the time is ticking away? Are you aware?
I'm very aware.
Oh wow! Look, something's coming in the bay.
Good. Not good.
Well, geez, Steve. Now I'm really convinced you guys are going to finish on time with what you've just scored.
We got a chassis. We got shocks. We got brakes. We got all the little bits. We just need power.
And the Superchargers will need lots of power because they're planning a four-wheeled vehicle. Stable on loose sand, but heavy. If their engine isn't big enough, though, they won't be able to keep their speed up, and they could find their buggy, and all chance of victory, sinking into oblivion. Is your design something that's going to be easily changeable if you start to run out of time?
I think we're going to have to change that, yeah. Looks like we're going to have to modify the design and maybe make solid axles rather than sprung and some things, maybe take some corners. But we need reliable, good power, and that's, you know, we have to have the power.
Now, mind you, failure is not an option for either team. However, looking more and more like an option for the Superchargers.
It's like the only option at this point.
Golf cart. That's aluminum.
The Superchargers seem to have finally found something larger than a sprocket.
Find a motor. Find a motor, ladies. Find a motor.
The Hogs are liberating the engine from their super snowmobile, unaware that things are changing for the Superchargers.
I found a great-looking dirt bike over here. Adjustable coilover, big mud tire chain, Honda.
This thing looks like it's in great shape.
Good.
Check out this beauty.
That's our baby. Woo!
Jackpot.
Got that?
Yeah.
Somebody tied a freaking knot in this thing.
Cut it.
Get the front. I'll get the weight. You just stabilize.
All right. We got the chassis and the power plant. We got tires. We've got what we need, I believe, except for the smaller bit.
How's this going to get through our drivetrain?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to come up with...
Come out this way.
The Hogs have sunk into the mire. Their snowmobile engine is too large for their motorbike chassis.
Claire, I'm not real confident right now that we have a real good plan, but I think we're going to move forward with the plan and see what the best we can do.
Almost. I'm going to crank it up.
Yeah. Listen, smell that fuel.
We're getting close.
When this runs, it's going to have some power. The Superchargers are trying to get started.
It's just so big time flooded right now. It's unreal.
You fall off tire.
Yeah.
To back up a few steps.
The Junkyard Hogs are rethinking their entire design.
Looking over there, that thing's looking better and better as we work on this thing.
You want to scrap that bike and use this? We can mount a seat right on there?
I don't know. I'm liking this better, too. Get rid of that crap.
The Junkyard Hogs are abandoning the sand trike idea. They're switching to a four-wheel design based on the chassis from an old garden tractor. They'll still use the snowmobile engine and CVT, but they'll have to create a whole new drive system. They've gained a wheel and a lot of extra work.
The Superchargers are getting revved up, but everything comes at a cost. They're seeing new possibilities for their design as well.
That's a sweet sound, boys. Now we're rocking. Took a while, but you got exactly what we need. That's the motor. But now our plan changes here. What do you think, Steve?
I'm leaning towards a trike because I just think it'd keep it simple. We lost a lot of time with trying to find the pieces in the yard. We can make that up by simplifying the design.
The superchargers are moving from four wheels to three and are now going for an easy-to-build trike, just like the one the Hogs were building until they changed their plan. The chargers will take their big dirt bike engine, leave it on its chassis, and simply add a new axle and two wheels at the rear. One less wheel, a lot less work.
Bernie, watch your face.
The Junkyard Hogs are turning their garden tractor into a four-wheeled wonder.
I get that class.
And super scavenger Jason is on a mission to ensure their trike has tires that won't dig into the dirt.
Bigger the better. Wider the better.
Listen up, teams. Life is a beach, and hopefully you'll be driving through it. But you won't be if you don't hurry up. You've got 6 hours remaining, teams. This is your six-hour time check.
6 hours, dudes. We're good yet.
First sand buggies were modified automobiles nicknamed water pumpers because their engines were water-cooled. They were stripped of all unnecessary weight for maximum power, but they still struggled on fine sand and steep slopes.
40 years ago, a visionary named Bruce Myers created the Myers Manx, the first vehicle designed specifically for racing over sand and the direct ancestor of modern dune buggies.
Walker Evans is an expert at driving the dunes and an icon in the world of off-road racing. He's won the Baja 1000 an astonishing 9 times and collected dozens of off-road titles and trophies. Who could be better for today's judge?
Walker.
Hello, Tom.
How are you, sir?
Great. Where's the seatbelt for this race?
No, this is going to be a bumpy ride today, I think.
Okay.
So, you are known throughout the cosmos as the legend. Let's talk about off-road vehicles and specifically dune buggies. What are some of the inherent problems with driving on the sand?
Well, Tyler, every time I've ever driven on the sand, I wanted my vehicle up on top of the sand. I wanted flotation. I want to whistle across the top of that sand. That's where the speed comes from. That's how you can win the race.
And the key to getting good flotation, then, is big tires.
Big tires, good horsepower, acceleration across the top of the sand.
Okay. So let's look at what the superchargers are doing. They're going with the three-wheel design now.
Right. They got a good two-stroke motor. I heard it run a little while ago. That's a big plus on their side of the fence. They can get that motor hooked to it and keep it light. I got high hopes for them. I really do.
What do you give up, though, when you're doing a three-wheeler to a four-wheeler?
Probably stability in the corners. Have you ever ridden a tricycle around a corner real fast? The thing wants to high center and pitch you off.
Right? Snap my leg off trying to go around a corner in a tricycle.
Right.
What about the Junkyard Hogs? They, I guess, are going for the four-wheel design.
Vehicle. Right. Nothing wrong with a four-wheel. It's real stable in the corners. Whether or not they can get all these parts put together and put them together where they'll stay together at a high rate of speed, that's unknown yet.
Just had to base it on what we know right now.
Right.
Where would you put your money on who's going to win this whole thing?
I got to go for the Hogs with that snowmobile and that centrifugal clutch.
You think it's that important?
I do. I really do.
Do you have to weld it like this?
Yeah.
Here's some extra metal.
Their centrifugal clutch may be important, but the Junkyard Hogs still have to build an entire rear assembly from scratch.
And the superchargers are trying their big tires for size, but they'll also need a rear axle.
I'm telling you what, that is a machine.
Half the day is gone, and neither team has anything that looks like a dune buggy.
Oh, we found some bearings for you.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Bearings are us?
Yeah.
Bearings Incorporated?
Will the Junkyard Hogs manage to make their machine? Will the superchargers get their buggy built? Or will the sands of time run out on both of our teams? Stick around and find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, the show that turns trash into transport. And today's challenge is to make racing dune buggies in just 10 hours.
The Junkyard Hogs are short of a rear drive sprocket. Time for a little trade.
What is it you need?
A rear drive sprocket?
What do you need?
What do we need? We need a case of beer.
What are you going to sit on there?
Lying to man. I love it.
The superchargers haven't forgiven the Hogs for stealing their tires, so they're going to make them sweat for that sprocket.
The
don't need it right away, why don't you go ahead and build? We'll build, and then let's talk a little bit later, holler. Yeah, because I think we got what you got.
Okay.
But taking the tires was cold, man. That was heartless. You're lucky I'm a nice guy.
I didn't take it.
He dropped the tire out of the trailer. He left the tire in the yard. I watched him bouncing down the yard.
Now we have what they need. Let them beg.
Whoa, watch step.
The hogs are too busy to beg. Before they'll be ready for the sprocket, they've got to extend their garden tractor chassis, mount their motor, then connect the transmission to their new rear wheel assembly.
Dandy Randy.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Not good.
So why is this so much more difficult than making the three-wheeler?
We're basically building a whole frame. I'm trying to line up the motor, the whole drive unit, everything. We're running a little behind, but we're getting there.
So it's basically a time thing at this point.
Right.
I mean, it's just eating up a lot of time.
Right.
We get this axle on here and that motor mounted up. I think then we can actually start moving towards getting things at least to where we feel they'll work.
So, Steve.
Yes.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Feeling better.
You're smiling, yeah. You guys have stuff.
Well, you hammered me so hard last time, I had to crack the whip to get these guys rocking.
How is this design better than what you guys were going to initially do this morning?
It's simpler.
Lighter. Faster.
Top speed for this vehicle?
60,
65. Nice!
Yeah,
right on!
Getting that kind of speed on the sand isn't just about the engines. Both teams also need suitable tires.
If the tires are too narrow, they'll dig into the sand, and the machines won't move forward. So, both teams have plans to increase their footprints. The superchargers are going with small paddles on the surface of their tires, which should push the sand backwards. The hogs are planning to let the air out of their tires, making them wider. Power will be spread over a greater surface area, lessening the chances of getting bogged down.
Yeah, Junkyard Hogs are pleased. They believe that the wheels, I think, are their big find right now. Because the wheels are what's actually on the sand. So they think they have something good in that. Still trying to figure out what to do with the engines. Still really not sure where they're going to go. But four wheels are now much, much better than three.
Funny you should say that, Karen, because the superchargers are saying the exact same thing. Until they couldn't get a four-wheel vehicle, and they only get a three-wheel vehicle, so suddenly three wheels look pretty good. But there is one thing we know for sure, and that is that failure is not an option.
This is going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Maybe not a bloodbath, but the Junkyard Hogs have got a long way to go. Chris is cutting hubs. Bernie is making a rear axle. And Ken and Randy are working on the engine and chassis. But they're still missing that sprocket. The trash trading market reopens.
All right.
Okay, let's do it, man. Here's your seat. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Can I get the small one, too?
Yeah. You want both of them for the seat?
Yeah.
We're nice guys. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Gentleman and scholar.
Thank you.
We'll see you on race day.
So what we're going to do is cut off sections of that.
Where it's hollow.
The superchargers are gearing up for chain surgery.
Cut that chain.
Their drive chain is too long. It's a delicate operation that requires an expert's touch.
Attention, teams. You can feel the time slipping through your sands. I mean, your hands.
Come on.
You've got 4 hours remaining.
4 hours. We got it. We can do it in 4 hours.
Come on, high gear, guys.
Oh, the superchargers have got a real good plan. They're sticking with it, and they're looking good. I think it's going to accelerate hard. They've got good flotation tires. They've got just a couple of little things to overcome. Is it going to turn in the sand with that little front tire? Let's jump over to the Junkyard Hogs. They're running behind. Whether or not they're going to get fired up in the next hour, hour and a half, nobody even knows.
Is there anything remotely positive happening for the Junkyard Hogs right now? I mean, do they look good in red?
Go. We got spark, guys.
The Reds may think they're in hog heaven, but they've left it to the last minute to test their engine.
Keep fingers crossed. It was fire.
Surgeon Steve is bracing himself for the chain reaction as he fits it around their sprocket.
It looks like the operation was a success. Now that he's satisfied with their rear end, expert Steve turns his attention to the front.
Wheel that fits in there. Let's measure that and find out what we got that we can fit between.
His plan is to put a wider tire at the front. It'll give better grip around the corners, but it could weaken the front suspension.
Get the disc out of the caliper.
Teams, the time spider has eaten yet another fly. This is your 2-hour time check.
No. Man, hey, we got it, guys. Hey.
2 hours
remaining. No problem.
We
can do that. All right, Bernie. At the Gorilla Weld. Ugly but strong.
At this point, any weld will work.
The Superchargers are remaking their front end at the risk of losing its original strength. Will they pay for their new plan on race day?
I love when we can get in this close to the teams because you get a real sense of the team dynamic when it's this late in the day.
Well, it sure does, doesn't it? Makes me want to get right in there and get the work
I know, you're
on
like,
and give my help.
You're chomping at the bit. You want to jump in there.
Look, they're going to widen out the front end and put that big wide tire on it. They're in great shape. I think that was a good, smart move on their part.
All right, if it's Fantasy Island over with the Superchargers, this is clearly Nightmare Beach with the Junkyard Hogs because it is crazy over here.
We haven't heard the Hogs motor run yet.
No, not yet.
And
time's getting away.
I'd like to get that motor running. I'd like to get that cage. And as I say it, there it goes.
Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Sounding better, though.
There we go.
They got to where we were 3 hours ago. That's great.
How many spark plugs do you think they're going to foul out before they realize that that thing's jetted for running in the winter?
The Junkyard Hogs may have a running engine, but as the sun sinks on the junk, they still haven't finished their rear end or added their roll cage. They've got parts everywhere except on their machine.
And scavenger Jason is still supercharging through the junk, looking for materials to make the Charger's new front suspension. It's a precision job.
Oh, hit the valve. It's not detrimental. We'll be okay. It's not good, but it's not bad.
Isn't it romantic? A beautiful moon in the sky and two teams frantically trying to get their machines finished. Superchargers. They're actually looking good.
Well, they certainly are. The Superchargers got that wide front end on, big tire on it, got their rear tires on.
Yeah.
They're ready to fire up.
Now, on the other side of the axis, we've got the Junkyard Hogs, and things aren't looking so good.
They've still got to put a roll cage on.
Yep.
They're working on the steering. They got to put some pedals in there to get the thing to be able to accelerate and be able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't see a drive axle under the rear of it.
There's so many things that have to be done and so little time left to do it. This brings me to my final question. At this point, where do you put your money?
My money's green and it's going on the green team.
Right.
That's the Superchargers.
So the money goes to the Superchargers, but as we've always known on the show, anything can happen on race day.
Without a doubt.
I'm going to lift this up. You pull that out.
The Superchargers are frantically finishing their front end.
While the Hogs are rapidly running out of time to reconnect their rear end, they've also got to mount their axles, weld their wheels to the hubs, and join everything together.
Pull that all the way out. We cut it because if that cut isn't straight, that wheel's going to wobble.
Hello, teams. It's time for your terrifying 10-minute time call. That's it. 10 minutes remaining.
Okay. I need a washer.
I think it's ironic that they wanted to build that, they wanted to build that.
It was definitely confusion plus, right?
And no confusion here, we're completely out of time.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tools doomed.
Yeah. I mean down.
DJ.
Yeah.
Give yourselves a sand. I mean hand. Well, Dune.
Yeah, man.
So, will the Supercharger's three-wheeled buggy made from a dirt bike and some old metal tubing manage to cut the corners without tipping over?
And will the Junkyard Hogs' heavy four-wheeler made from a small tractor and snowmobile parts have enough power to keep them from sinking in the sand? Keep watching and find out.
Wow.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars and the Oceano Dunes Recreation Area in California. Now, this stretch of beach is dedicated to nothing but off-roading. People come here from all over the country to test their driving skills. The sand slips and it slides, and it's really hard to get a handle on it. So we thought it would be the perfect place to test our junkyard dune buggies.
The course starts with a slight downhill into a gentle curve. The backstretch is uphill all the way. Then there's another tight curve into the final dip. Then a make-or-break jump at the end.
As usual, we've allowed the teams an hour to make last-minute adjustments.
I'm going to be on the seat. I'm going to be standing on the pegs.
While the superchargers make their mean machine green, the junkyard hogs are having trouble getting any movement over the sand. It looks like the continuously variable transmission is slipping.
Killed a beautiful machine. That's what they did.
Beautiful motor.
I mean, I saw a lot of smoke. Wasn't that coming off the belt?
Yes.
Yeah. It's either the gearing here and or the belt's just not hooking up.
Okay.
So we want to get a little start, get that belt rolling, get everything loosened up, and we're hoping that'll work.
You guys taking a look at the course?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Not good.
I know that you're the superchargers and they're the junkyard hogs, and yet you've got the pig. What's the story?
The pig has passed on. This is our hog eater.
I can't think of a better place to have a competition like this.
These vehicles are going to get their workout today.
I was going to say, because even for like a machine that comes straight off the factory line, this is a great course even for them.
Well, it's fun. It's going to have some horsepower to get around here. This sand is deep, it's loose, it's dry.
How is the supercharger's machine going to handle this course?
Have to hang off of it like a chimpanzee on the, just leaning off of it and throwing sand and going like heck. I hope that's what they do. Now, the hogs, they just going to sit in there and go flat out.
One last time, do you go with the superchargers or do you go with the junkyard hogs? Where do you put your money?
That's a tough one. I'm still going with the superchargers.
You're staking your reputation. It's on the line right here.
I know it.
He's turning it on. He knows about that.
The superchargers get to go first with expert Steve in the hot seat.
Sounds good.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
The crowd is gathered. The course is ready. And the pressure's on. The light three-wheeler should be fast. But will their new suspension hold?
We're about ready to go. All right, clutch is in. Low gear.
You ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Tyler McKinnon.
Walker, the judge, has given us the okay.
You can start the superchargers.
Steve, are you ready?
There you go. Yeah. Looking good.
Looking.
Good, good. Time for that.
Big time, yes. I'd say he was there for at least 5-6 seconds.
Okay,
here he comes, though.
All right, here he comes into the home stretch. He's always off course. That's a disqualification. Now he's tipped over. He is down, but definitely not out. He doesn't give up that easily.
Come on, buddy.
He's doing exactly what he's doing.
Okay, pick it up. Set it over.
It's all hands on deck as the first run ends in a sandstorm.
Good job. Yeah. Nice sportsmanship. Yeah. He crosses the line, but it doesn't count.
Wouldn't call it stress-free, but it went.
What happened out there on the run, buddy?
The frame can actually compress into the sand.
Yeah.
And shift it into neutral.
Talk to me about the hill before the finish line.
Turns pretty sharp. And I'm coming into it with a lot of gas just to make the hill. And then trying to make the hill with the power hard to make the turn.
Some mistakes made on that first run.
Oh, I guarantee you they learned a lot.
Yeah.
I bet they can. I think they can get around this thing in about 40 seconds, 45 seconds.
The question is, Steve's not going to be driving the next run.
I realize.
So it's going to be somebody else.
Hopefully he gets into a little conference with the next
exactly.
Driver.
And while the superchargers discuss race tactics, the junkyard hogs are up.
The expert Randy for the junkyard hogs in the first run. Really exciting. This is great.
Yeah.
The temperamental hogmobile is revved and ready, and the team wants to go before the drive starts slipping again. Randy shouldn't have any trouble keeping upright, but will they have enough power for those steep hills?
Karen, we've got the okay from Walker. Go ahead and start the junkyard hogs.
There's a lot riding on this first run. There they go.
Look at that.
Looks good. It looks a good start. It's a great start.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Made it through the corner where the superchargers had a problem. Look at that.
Very smooth.
Look at this.
Look at the front wheels. The front wheels are a little bit backed up. Come on, boys. Come on. Come on, Junkyard Hogs. Come on. Come on.
Even with their big engine and CVT, the red buggy is too heavy.
That wheel is shot.
The weight has collapsed the entire front end, and they've lost their steering.
The Hogs don't finish, so their first run doesn't count either.
We need supercharger.
Something smells bad.
What a shot. Did you see the dirt? And the sand went down the intake.
Motor's still running.
Oh, that was such an amazing...
Wow, they got here quick, too. Got stuck in the identical same spot the superchargers did. Identical.
Just didn't get lined up and bounced off the course a little and bogged it in, and that was it. There it stopped. Did you notice that run? That thing doesn't have any suspension, and it was just tire hopping all the way around.
Smooth, yeah.
Yeah, it just stayed on the course, though.
Randy, you tore it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Buddy, we were we had it though. We had it.
Dude,
we had the
so
best
high.
Time until right here.
This course is an uphill struggle, and that last jump has defeated both teams so far. But the Superchargers learned a lot from Steve's first run, and now it's up to Jason to put it into practice.
Superchargers are getting ready. It looks like they're ready for their second run, so. All right, Karen, you can tell the Superchargers
to start their engines and let it go.
Superchargers, are you ready for your second run? Get ready, set, go!
Yeah, there we go.
Jason's on his way. Looking good. Looking real good.
Oh, he's flying anyway.
A little bumpy there, though. Up to the top.
Oh, he's so fast.
This is where Steve did a face plant, but Jason gets across the line.
Woo!
All right. Now that's a run.
That's a run.
That's a great run.
Good job.
Great job, Jason. How do you feel out there?
Great. Great. Sliding sideways felt great.
Yeah? What were you thinking right before you did the last bit?
I was thinking just go straight and go fast and just launch a sucker.
Tyler to Karen,
we've got an unbelievable time for you.
Go ahead, Tyler.
That run took 18 seconds.
Yeah. 18!
All right. Yeah.
That run that maybe Steve didn't do.
Truthfully, he did everything perfect. He really learned from the first run. He ran fast down the straightaways, slow and smooth to the corners, gassed it back up again, made sure he got himself across the finish line.
You know, you saw the Superchargers go. They made that lap in 18 seconds.
Is it took them that long?
What does that mean to you in the situation of your vehicle?
That means run 17 seconds.
Will a 9-minute lap make you happy?
The Hogs have reinforced their fragile front end with some extra steel. They're praying it'll be able to take the weight this time.
I think we have it.
It's running.
Here we go.
It's running.
Hogs are ready to go.
We have got the all
clear from the judge. You can let the Junkyard Hogs go for their second run.
Are you ready for run number two?
In again, it's a disaster. Oh, when they're off course.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Now we're digging a hole to China. That's not good.
He is stuck again.
Apparently, their tinkering didn't do the trick.
Nothing wrong with Chris. Is that driver error or is that machine error?
That's machine error.
Machine.
That front end just won't handle the stress of this sand pushing through it.
So, will the Superchargers take the trophy?
Or will the Junkyard Hogs fix their front end and fly to the finish on the final run?
With Junkyard Machines, anything can happen. Keep watching.
Junkyard Wars has got an appetite for destruction. It's a festival of fender bending, a road rage race to construct car dozers. The High Flyers team captain is the former governor of North Dakota, while the Big Shots are governed by a healthy disrespect for the rules. Who's gonna smash their way into the next round? Find out in Junkyard Wars Car Dozers next Wednesday at 9, only on TLC.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars and our devilish dune buggy challenge. With one lap to go, the Superchargers are currently in the lead after completing an incredible 18-second run. Now, the Junkyard Hogs are down, but they are not out, and they still have got a little bit of time to prepare their vehicle for the third and final lap.
Earlier, the green Superchargers conquered the course with an amazing time of 18 seconds. The red Junkyard Hogs are just as fast, but their steering keeps collapsing under the weight of their machine and digging into the dirt. They've yet to finish.
This is the Hogs' last chance to strengthen their front end in a final bid to complete the course.
The Superchargers are in the lead with 18 seconds. Can they beat it on this final run? Can they beat that time?
I think they can. I think they left a little out there. We'll find out.
What about the Junkyard Hogs? Do they have what it takes to even come close to 18 seconds?
The thing does run fast, but they got that inherent bad steering problem.
Well, the Superchargers are ready to go with run number 3. Let's see if they can beat 18 seconds. Let's give Karen the word. Tyler to Karen.
The judges giving the all clear. You can let the Superchargers go for one last run.
There they go.
He's
on his way.
18 seconds to beat. He's made a great start.
Oh, but he's hit a bump and he's off course. This one's a dud.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. Watch out. Nice job.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice job.
Yeah.
Knocked out a few cones.
More than a few. If they were
a little bit of a shortcut.
If they were bystanders, we'd have a lawsuit on our heads.
Way to go.
Very nice. Very nice. How do you feel about that run?
I don't know.
We'll see how the time turns out.
It was a messy run, but pretty good. Let's check the time.
Wow.
This has got too much power. This is out of control. This is out of control.
Tyler, Karen,
I've got the time for that last run for the Superchargers.
Go ahead, Tyler. We're ready for the time.
Good news is that
Steve set a new course record with 17 seconds.
Yeah.
The bad news is that run is not
going to count because he went outside the delineators.
All right, but you did it in 18, right?
Yeah.
I think I could see the smile on your face from here.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Nice job. The Hogs have one final chance to beat the record time of 18 seconds. It's all down to Captain Jerry.
Well, they've got to beat 18 seconds.
Yeah.
Will that front end stay together? That's the big question.
What do you do if you're Jerry? You haven't driven this machine yet. You're about to sit in it for the first time. Do you just put the pedal to the metal and let her go?
Well, you almost have to. What's left? Nothing but a big thrill.
That's exactly right. I talked to him before this run here, and he's like all excited.
Was he all hyped up?
Oh, he's hyped up. He's just going to put it down and just hope for the best.
You're probably driving like you stole it.
Oh, that's probably the best way to do it. And there we go. Tyler to Karen.
He's going to make it.
Come on.
Just inch. inches from the finish line, and the hogs are bogged down again. Their machine is still too heavy.
Let's
get this thing over.
Almost made it!
Wow.
You literally could not have gotten closer.
That front end was our downfall.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the motor, we had the speed, but the front end just wouldn't handle it.
Right.
Hey, Steve. Good effort, man.
Okay, I know.
That was.
Now, Junkyard Hogs, you may not have won, but you're doing real good, so congratulations to you.
And only one team can go on to the next round, and today the Dune Dominators are the Superchargers!
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. We will see you next time
on Junkyard Wars. Yeah.